Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he a crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weights to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show. With a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective. It was the mud over the weekend for some teams. They went fishing. But it's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. Like I said, from a street perspective, I'm your host, L Boogie. I got my mans in the Dream Team in the building, ICE, T Rizzy, Styles the God, and an engineer who bringing the funk as always, OG the Buck. And I know we had to go on suicide watch for some of us, but we in the building, baby. For some of those Steelers fans. But hey man, it's gonna be very, very interesting. We got a lot on the marquee. We're gonna talk to college football, college playoff championship game, Old State taking a can of, you know what I mean, by Alabama. We talking our pick sixes. It was six games in the NFL. And we talking a blockbuster trade. Who won? Did James Harden and the Nets win? Or did those other two teams, the Pacers and the Cavs, win in the trade? But before we get started, I just want to say, what the deal, baby? What the deal, Dream Team?
Oh, man, what a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine? Would you be my neighbor? Hey, Kickstarter fans, baby, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, man. It's a beautiful weekend, man. Last 2 weeks, it's been marvelous, man. Ah, what's up, Brown fans?
We got Browns backers all over the world. You know what I mean? They everywhere. You know what I mean? Styles the guy, STG, you in the building, baby?
I'm in the building, baby.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about college football first. And I said that Ohio State was going to win by 10. And one thing that happened that I thought hurt our chances was my man T.J. Sermon getting hurt on the first play. But that's neither here nor there. You know what I mean? That's neither here nor there. But I'm going to go to you the first, Styles of God. I had Ohio State. I think that you had Alabama as well. But just your reasoning, you know what I mean? What was your take from Monday's night game? Ohio State 24, Alabama 52.
I didn't have Alabama. I did have Alabama. I'm sorry. I had Alabama. But I thought it was going to be a much better game than that. That's what I wanted to think. I had Alabama, but I just thought it was going to be a much better game. It was just a lot of bad play calling, I would say, from the Ohio State coaching. It's just not enough opportunity given to make plays. Man. Like, I didn't think he put his offense in position to make plays with using playmakers and, you know, and it just hit Ohio State. Alabama, as usual, the Heisman Trophy winner went off. You know, from watching him all season, man, he's a great route runner, man. So, and he got some weak secondary, which Ohio State had. They had a really weak secondary. He's going to be a sports body, young fella, because he can run some routes. And that he did. You know, Roll Tide, you know, they got another one. The boy Matt Jones, stock just rose, even though he's going to be a bum. If you ask me, he's not league ready, but his stock rose a little bit to get him some new money. Winning a national championship, which is all respect because, you know, that's what we do, the sports for, that's what we do. You know, we do it, and hopefully we get lucky and our name get called. But, yeah, that's my take, you know. Excellent game.
Straight. ICE, what was your take from guests from Monday's game, man?
Man, I was devastated on this one, man. I actually had Ohio State to win a close one, but what my thing was, if Justin Fields played like he played against Clemson, okay, and clearly he didn't. Sermon went down the first play of the game, as you said, threw us for a whole loop. Tease came in there. He scored a couple of touchdowns. He ran hard, but he didn't have any long runs. I was just amazed how Marvin Harrison, I mean, DeAndre Smith, he looked like Marvin Harrison out here, man. Okay, he running routes so crispy, man. He was a skinny kid, too, man. I mean, our corners, man, that's what we known for Ohio State, man. But this year, man, apparently a way didn't play or whatever. I don't know, man, but he was killing them. Everybody took turns on all the cornerbacks for Ohio State. It was clearly the better team, well-coached. They had the number one running back in the nation, and they had the number one receiver in the nation, and they had the number one quarterback in the nation, man, this year, man. So, you know, they all came to – to life this last game, and it was clearly better than Ohio State.
Street, T. Rizzy, you had Alabama. What's your take?
T. As I expected, Ohio State had to buy their way to the championship. Not saying that they weren't meant to be there, but, you know. Alabama they should be an NFL team. I mean, it's a good thing that old boy got hurt at half, after half, because Lord have mercy. That boy was about to have 350 yards receiving. He had 215 at half off of 12 catches. Yeah, he's about to do y'all dirty. So, congratulations, Alabama. Roll Tide. Ohio State, y'all better get a whole bunch of players to come back next year so y'all can play more than
7 games to get you to the CFP championship game. Y'all needed more games to see Alabama.
I'll say this. Sean Wade Stock, I'm sorry, and I hate to put you out there, but we in the streets, and we doing it from a street perspective. Your stock might have went down with every catch. I remember our mans in there, Reggie Bussey, a.k.a. DDA Bujo, said that he needed to get physical, and he did not. I thought that Nick Saban, our coach, my man Ron Day, I mean, what was the adjustment? And we kept talking about, Justin Fields better than Trevor Lawrence, this and that. But remember, the last time I recall, Trevor Lawrence did Alabama dirty as a freshman and won his only national championship. And my man Justin Fields was 17-33 for 194. Is he really still better than Trevor Lawrence? That's what I'm saying. I think it's a coin toss between those guys because anybody can be beat or look bad on any given day. So shout out to Alabama. Also, I would just want to say this. I want to say this. This is why guys don't play in bowl games. The lineman for Ohio State got hurt. He was projected top 15 off the board, and he hurt himself. Money.
Hey,
gone.
Play. But hey, listen, Ohio State, don't be mad, because guess what? Alabama did it to Texas. Last time Texas made it to the national championship game. Took one hit. Colt McCoy to the arm. Couldn't throw. He couldn't throw 2 yards. So y'all ain't the first sermon. Don't worry about it. Just go. Hey, go to the league. Get that paper. It'll be all right.
Hey. It's Wild Out Wednesday. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. When we come back, we gonna talk that NFL and all 6 teams that won. This song dedicated to you, cause you was big time. It's the Streets. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. We also talking about the NBA Block Trust Blockbuster Trade and the big dummy of the day. And don't forget, world, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Straight!
God, I'm big time. Amen. Oh, man, Ross. I pray somebody tell you about these bumpy roads. Woo! Only map to follow is your Bible quote. Yes. And all them things your grandmother and father spoke. Yes. I watch your actions, not just captions in this shit you post. Jesus! Capping on niggas, that shit'll get you smoked. But if you rap a little different, that shit'll get you moped. Just like bagging them nickels up and down different coasts. I be stacking them tickets, I'm trying to sit with hoes. Oh. I be stacking my tickets, I'm trying to sit with hoes. I was washing the dishes, but now I get the dose. Whoa. I'm the talk of the bitches, why they sipping my most? We can talk about the digits, discuss a few numbers. Jimmy lost inside the trenches, don't let this become a show. Big time. I just got a crib and chili to chill a few summers. Damn.
big time.
You a bad bitch, shawty, put your big time. Yeah, you got small feet, but
they talk behind your back. Now you big time. You the one to play off game. You big time. It's the Streets of Talk, the sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. And don't forget, it's Wild Out Wednesday. We on every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got T-Row. I got ICE. I got Styles of God. And I got the engineer who always bringing the funk, man. OG the Buck. Big time.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Man. Come to me because it's big time. Woo, that's the hardest bar. That is the hardest bar. My mama got to come to me because I'm big time. God damn, you didn't tell your mama come to you.
Man.
Hey, Dream Team. Hey, Dream Team, I got another big time move for you. You know your boy, Kenfolk, Charles Rambo, play out there at the OU, right? So he go from OU, mm-hmm. transferring to the U. Damn! Kenfolk, I'm proud of you, baby. Go get these pigs down there in the whole U down there. Change colors on them.
He playing basketball?
That's football, boy. Watch your mouth,
football,
boy.
Man.
Number 14.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
So,
let's get started. Let's get started. I want to just give myself a shout out first of all. The only one who went 6-0, man. Shout out to that boy L Boogie, man. Shout out to
Shut
the
up.
Boogie, man. But let's talk
you
about it. Let's
time.
Talk about it because it's talking in the street, and
time.
I got some big questions. oh, no question. I got some questions for the team. Because we're break them down each game, but I just got some questions, man. You know, first game, Bills Colts, Bills survive in advance. I'm gonna ask you first, Roy. Just you know, everybody give their opinion, or you know, just on that game as we go, and you know, who did you pick and all that. But is it over with for old Phillip Rivers? With this loss,
hey.
Of course he.
Hey.
You know, the coach wanted him to come back, but. Is the Bills that good? I mean, because it looked like they got exposed a little bit. They'll play Baltimore next at home. But, you know, I'm going to go to you, T-Row. What do you think about Phillip Rivers and the Colts?
Hey, as far as the game goes, that was the best game of the weekend. Okay? Just as far as how the score was, that was the best game of the weekend. If a pitcher can tell you 1,000 words, if you saw the snapshot of Phillip Rivers after the game when he was walking towards the locker room, you would think that this would be his last go for it. You know what I'm saying? But I got a feeling Phillip Rivers going to be back. Phillip Rivers, you played a hell of a game. But here's the deal. Buffalo just that good. Buffalo been playing like this all season. They haven't been blowing people out. They've been winning the close games that they've been losing in the past. So somehow, some way, Josh Allen and your boy Stephon Diggs and the running man, they have found ways to win. So big shout out to the coach, Doug Marrone, for turning the system around. And whatever the hell they're doing, they need to keep on doing. They got their hands full coming up this weekend. But I'm just saying, the weather might be an advantage for the Buffalo Bills with Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens coming down. You know, Lamar and I already, he don't play in too many snow games. So if it's snowing in Buffalo, I ain't going to tell you who I'm going to pick just yet. But hell of a game, closer than I expected. But for Phillip Rivers, I would say that was his last go. But I think he just might come back for one more go. That's just me. Hey, yo, I see. What you think? Phillip Rivers stand or you think he leave?
You know, man, he actually played a good game, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, they could have won that game, man. They could have won that game. So is he washed up like a Ben Roethlisberger, and then saying he come out the same, because I think he got one more year. You know, they both he throw like he about 70 years old, man. You know what I'm saying? But he still got an arm. I would give him one more year, man, and get a kid he can groom. But I think their defense is still there. The receivers, the running game, the line, offensive line. I think if he come back, they can get, you know, I think he might can get another spot in the playoffs next year with Rivers at the quarterback. But I think he only got one more year, though. You know what I'm saying? But if they're gonna get somebody, man, because right now I still think they're a playoff team if they keep Rivers next year. You know, so if they get somebody young, man, at least groom them, man. You know, but I get Rivers one more year. But with the Ravens and the Bills game, man, like, hey, man, Lamar already admitted, man, he never played in the snow, man. You know, so it's like a 50% chance it's going to snow down there, man. And that's what they do down in Buffalo and Cleveland, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, man, if it snow down there, it's going to be, huh?
We're going to get to those picks on Saturday, but I feel you, though. With the snow. Yeah, I can't wait till Saturday when we get to talking about them picks. Because I still got to do my homework. And, man, but, you know, man, what a weekend. Great game. What about you? What about you, STG?
Yeah, we can't talk too much about this weekend because the sniper might catch a couple of them. You know what I mean? That sniper be catching them at the last minute. It'll be game time. They'll be like, hold it. You gotta wait till the last minute. But
one snipe.
Like I was saying, I've never been a fan of kangaroo arms. I've never been a fan of the kangaroo arm. he talked a lot of trash, man, but I don't. Once you get into making millions of dollars, the next thing you want to do is keep making millions of dollars, okay? So what I'm going to say is Phillip Rivers ain't leaving $25 million or better on the table for one more year. He can come back and have another kangaroo arm, and you know, but he going to take that money. He's going to take that $25 or better million from the Colts to come back one more year. The draft pick that the Colts got is just not a high enough pick to get a quarterback that I see worthy of filling in that slot and keeping at the level they're at of play to be in the playoffs or just like, you know, on the cusp of making it. Like, you know, I think if they get a quarterback and release Phillip Rivers, they won't be a playoff team. Just by the draft pick that they got, how low it is. Maybe they might do something in free agency, who knows, but I think Phillip Rivers will come back for one more year, $25 or better, $1 million, and slang that kangaroo a couple more, you know, a couple more rounds, man, a couple more weeks.
Don't forget, they still got the brother as a backup. My boy's still back there. You know what it is. Go on, boo.
So
I know you got something in your cup this evening. I know you about to say something about Phillip Rivers. What you gonna say about Phillip Rivers, man? Is he done or
he coming back? Phillip Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger did not take Eli Manning's cue from last year. Do you see Eli Manning out there and they all got drafted together? So when Eli left, they should have said, man, let me retire. Because what are you going to win? And my thing is this with Phillip Rivers. Don't cry me a river. You will go to the Hall of Fame because of your numbers. You've consistently got into the playoffs with another Hall of Famer in AOC. But just go coach where you are, where you said you're going to do after your career, and just, you know, be on the sideline for Friday night lights. It's over with. You're on a, you know, AR app, man. You know, so
hey,
Pop, I think he needs to be gone.
Hey, Pop, at 38, 37, whatever that is, if somebody offers you $30 million,
gone.
To play the game you love and you know you're done, Okay. You know you're done. You're offering you $30 million. What you doing?
Okay. I might consider how when I be in that pocket with these young boys coming at me, this ain't basketball where you're Juwad Howard and you can sit on the bench and you're Udonis Haslam and you can just get those millions sitting on the bench.
Yeah, but you're looking at, you're looking at a guy named Tom Brady. You're looking at a guy named Tom Brady older than you, and he's still doing
it. We talking about, see, well, you know, can I tell you guys, so we up against it, but I'm going to tell you this. A guy named Melvin Levitt, we know him as the helicopter in Cleveland. He played for the University of Cincinnati. And we went to his game one day, and it was Kenya Martin. And we said, hey, we say, because we call him Pooby down there, you know what I'm saying? He said, we say, Pooby, man, you got to be like the big dog. You got to be like Glenn Robinson, man. He looked us dead in the face and said, I ain't the big dog. He ain't Tom Brady. So, man, no way. So, he needs to, you know, he ain't been winning. What's one more year and you get your head cracked and he won't be able to remember a walk in the next five? Just sit down somewhere 30, and though. Let somebody else get it. Understandable. Next game. Next game. Next game, and I picked this. This was a shocker. They won on the road, the Seattle and the Rams. What do you think about the Rams prevailing in Seattle without the 12th man? I'm going to go to you first, Styles of God.
Well, first of all, I do want to say that I see the diva coming out of my boy old Metcalf, little young fella, got some diva coming out of him, man. Got a great quarterback throwing him the ball. That put him in position to, you know, be the player he is today. Because when they were drafting him, they didn't really believe in the young fella. So I think a young fella need to humble himself a little bit and realize the situation he landed into is a perfect situation for him to you know, become a great wide receiver. I think he need to fall back a little bit and let the game keep playing itself out for him. So I do want to say that with DK Metcalf, and he's starting to become a little diva, and I think it's going to be a problem if he don't get checked for a little, you know, if don't expect it to. But then I do want to say this. He didn't realize he was going up against the best corner in football. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of how good you are at wide receiver, man, a quarterback, in his opinion, is Russell Wilson. I mean, Russell Wilson's been playing against Jalen Ramsey for a while. He know I can't throw too much over that way. Like, you can't play around with him. So, and Russ understanding that, you know, a little frustration going on in the game. I thought I'd see the game off in the beginning of the game a little bit for the Seattle Seahawks. The Rams defense ain't no joke, man. The Rams defense is no joke. They are here. They was in the Super Bowl. They know what it feels like to get there. They want to get back. It was a display on show for the Rams defense. That's my take.
ICE, what do you think about that upset victory up in Seattle?
Man. That defense is something else, man. I tell you that, man. Aaron Donald was all over the field, man. He was all over. But that goes to show you, man, you know, quarterbacks need help. Offensive line, you got to be a team effort. You know what I'm saying? Russell Wilson is considered one of the best quarterbacks in the league the last 5 years, man. Super Bowl winner. Been two of them. Should have won two of them. But he had a good team, defense and offense, you know. Now, you know, you got good receivers, though. A decent running back and offensive line is not that good. And the Rams, too, you know what I'm saying? You got to be a team effort in football, man. You can be an average quarterback. Go off and you have a good game. Quarterback got hurt. He came in. He was 9 for 19 for about 100-something yards. But he made some big plays. And he only completed 9 passes, but they won that game handily, and they outplayed them. And you know, it's like win now, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like because you might never get a chance to win a Super Bowl again, you know what I'm saying? Russell Wilson in that boat right now, you know what I'm saying? He was the hot thing when he first came in, won one, lost the first one, should have won or whatever. But he's been solid for all these years. But guess what? He's beginning to eliminate it without no defense. He needs defense. He can't play defense. You know what I'm saying? So the Rams look like they where they're supposed to be because defense don't win championships anyhow, you know. So, you know, it was an upset, but that's a division game, man. They used to playing each other, man. And they've been going back and forth for the last couple of years, man. So, you know, hats off to the Rams, man. Hats off to the Rams.
T. Rizzy.
Man, I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. And then I was, man, look. Boy, y'all lucky I can't say what I want to say. Seattle, them sorry cocksuckers. The offensive coordinator need to be fired. I don't even know if he had a game plan for this game. You going to let the...
Brian Schottenheimer has left. He has left the organization. He was, you know, he has been released. Brian Schottenheimer.
Man, listen, man, I already know that. But
after two seasons with the team,
before you interrupt me again, when I'm talking about these sour ass Seattle Seahawks, man, listen, nobody can name who the starting quarterback was for the Rams. They let a dude with a broke thumb who the starting quarterback who wasn't gonna play. And the Rams was winning the game. Aaron Donald went out with an injury. On defense, Jalen Ramsey held the whole left side of the field down by itself. Had DK Metcalf mad again, talking about why you won't throw the ball. Number 20 on the other side, sticking you. Do you not know who that is? And he just shut him down. I don't know why Seattle... How they get there, once again, I told you, they need the 12th man. I was picking them because of the 12th man, my dumb ass. Knowing it ain't going to be no fans at the game, that's the only way Seattle win in the playoffs. Now they look like some suckers. They've been exposed. I mean, hey, man, listen. Man, hey, shout out to you, boo. I know you went 6-0, man. I ain't got nothing else to say, man. The Rams just might make somebody – somebody better watch out for the Rams. Them boys look hella. They put up 30. And if you want to call Jared Goff their backup, that's what happened. The backup quarterback came in and won the game. Damn.
Right. But well, I'm gonna say this about the Rams. I just had a hunch about the defensive line and how Russell Wilson. Offensive line is not that good. Reference to Ice's take. He used to do it. We've seen Russell Wilson be real spectacular and get out of situations and win those close games. However, I thought that the pick six that he gave up was the difference. One play can make a difference in a playoff. It changed the whole complex of the game and the play calling. From Sean McVay. He didn't have to do much after that once it got to 10 points. Just hold off. And then the special teams mishap, you know what I mean, too, those turnovers. You can't turn the ball over in the playoffs and expect – and you don't create any, you don't expect to win. So we up against it. We're going to get to the Baltimore-Tennessee game. We're not going to talk about Chicago, New Orleans, and – the football team in Tampa Bay because we all knew what was going to happen with that. But let's talk about this Baltimore-Tennessee game. And I'll start with you first, Styles, the guy, Lamar Jackson. I said he was going to, you know, force his will and get his first playoff victory. He went 14 for 24, 179 yards passing, one interception, got sacked five times, but he rushed. For 16 for 136. So what was your take on Lamar Jackson's first victory in a playoff?
My take on his first victory was, oh my God. The kid, Hello?
We're here.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I was hearing something. What every reporter, analyst, was saying if the Raiders get down 10 to nothing or better, that they were going to be in trouble. And including myself, okay, I thought if they got down, they were going to be in trouble. Oh, my, was I wrong. They got down early, and after that interception, I heard Lamar Jackson in the interview. He said he was pissed off he threw it, and he showed he was pissed off he threw that interception. He hit his head on the goalpost. Every time the gap opened, he was trying to hit his head on the goalpost. And it was just a sight to see. It was just like, man, y'all not going to spy. Y'all not going to contain. Like, you know, what's going on? Like, you know, and he just did what he wanted to do. I love seeing it. It looked like I was watching Michael Vick all over again. Say the truth, man. It looked like I was watching Michael Vick all over again as a young high schooler, man. And I just love to see it. He was spectacular. I hope he can go up to Buffalo and do the same Cinderella dance moves in the snow. It's a little slippery out there in the snow, so. The snow games, man, to get you caught is when you gotta become a pocket quarterback. So I'm definitely to see what he's gonna do this weekend up in Buffalo, if it do snow. That's my take.
Streets, bro, what you say about what old Ravens and Titans and their rivalry?
You had one job. One team did it well, one team didn't. Baltimore shut down Derrick Henry, and Tennessee did not stop Lamar Jackson. One job. You had one job to do, and that was it. And it's just unfortunate that Tennessee couldn't, Derrick Henry couldn't step on nobody, couldn't throw nobody down. Hey, man. You know, it be Sundays like that. Unfortunately, you got to go marlin fishing when you lose in these type of games. So I hope Derrick Henry can find somebody to braid his hair. You know, go get some tackle, get your tackle box, and I'll meet you on that yacht in about 2 weeks. Shit, we can go out there and do some marlin fishing out there in Florida. So maybe we can go to Alabama. We can go down there with Jalen Hurts was after the game. So you see? Jalen Hurts smart. He went to Miami. He's down there marlin fishing too. All right. Boy, Boo, talk to me, man.
I'm gonna say this. Like you said, I mean, just electrifying. He's electrifying. Is he changing the game? Maybe. You know, we've seen this quarterback before. The only difference I say is that you can't really hit him. So it preserves his body. He can do more, whereas you could just tee off on Michael Vick with the rules, sort of kind of like how the NBA is now. So with that being said, he might be one of those guys that may win a Super Bowl with his style. We'll never know. We thought Cam could be able to do it, sort of similar to that. Didn't happen with it, you know, because of the label of the running quarterback, so to speak. So, shout out to the Ravens. I just love how my man Marcus Peters just spent the ball and did his little move on the emblem. Ooh, shout out to Marcus Peters, man. Oh,
hey,
Street.
I will say this about the dream team. Y'all did explain to the world that this was a game where Lamar Jackson had to show and prove that he had to be able to do what he did. So shout out to the Dream Team for recognizing, because he sure did prove everybody, you know, let all of us know that, damn it, I'm here for a reason. So shout out to the Dream Team for that.
Oh, yeah. Now, let's get to the finale. The Cleveland Browns going into Heinz Field and playing against old Big Ben. And this is what they made Big Ben do, man.
Kevin, he's coming, but it's still hurting. And ain't nobody changed this. It's 1994, and we up against the same shit. I never understood why. I can never see a man cry until I see the man die.
They made Big Ben cry. And if you saw a Scarface video, you would put a, he put the rose on him, and it was Cincinnati 4. Man. Shout out to the Browns. They made my mans cry. Oh, my. Street. I'm going to start with you, ICE. I'm going to start with you, ICE, because I know that you want to get it off your chest. I need to hear it. Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers, what's your take on the game?
Hey, not only did Ben cry, but I cried too, okay? Boy, I cried a joy. Boy, it was a beat down for all those years and tears. Oh, my God, from the very first play, karma is a mother sucker. Because everything, I mean, everything can happen, happen from the very first play of the game. It was on like a pot of neck bones. You hear me? I can never imagine a game could ever be like that, man. And you, nobody know, no one in the world knew that game was going to be like that. The Browns fans, man, from interceptions and sack to interceptions to 28 points in the first quarter, man, it was like, I didn't care about the. They were Baker, but you, and guess what, Elvis? You gonna call him by his name, okay? His name is not Baker. His name is Baker, okay? Okay. Guess what? When he can make a little slight comeback, guess what I told everybody? We got a quarterback, and his name is Baker Mayfield. And guess what he do? He come right back down at you like, just go. This ain't 2016 when it was on 16. He came the year after that. That's why he had the number one pick. Okay, and since then, right there, third year, he in the playoffs, man. Everybody called him a faker, but they dominated from the beginning to the end. Everybody made plays. The running backs. Kareem Hunt family was going crazy, man, because he was running like he was running for everybody in Cleveland, how hard he was running. Okay, Kareem Hunt, you know what I'm saying? So it was crazy, man. It was the greatest game I ever witnessed, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, for a Browns game, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot out of me that day, man. And I think, man, that this is one game, man. You know, I think they can score, you know, 40 again next week, and just one of the worst defenses in the league. You know, we did just get the best defense, and we did get a bonus on the first play, but we was driving, we was throwing the ball. We did what we wanted to do, you know what I'm saying? And he threw for 500 yards, but guess what? We were in prevent when it counted, the guy was on them boys. I hadn't heard from Juju, I hadn't none of that. Juju got a lot of garbage up. Ball at the end, prevent. But that was our best game ever, man. Without our coach, man, without our top two cornerbacks, they're coming back this week. It's on. You know what I'm saying? Right now, the sky's the limit. Yes, sir. It's on.
So, this is for you, Ice. You see, the other one's for Ben. This is for you right here, Ice. This is for you, Ice. That's for you, Ice. T. Rizzy, what you feel about them Browns, man?
I don't know, man. A lot of people were mad at me because of what I said last week. I told you, man, I couldn't pick a winner of that game for nothing, man. And look how the game started. From beginning to end, that was one of the most wildest games of all time. You ain't never seen a game like that before. And for a team who made it to the playoffs for the first time in that long and had 28 points in the first quarter, Hey, I know every fan that is a Browns fan. Got the reminiscent of the dog pound. For those new Brown fans that ain't never been able to see this, I know they were dancing in the streets like Lionel Richie. You know what I'm saying? So right now, I know Cleveland's feeling real good right now. Because guess what? Your ass going to have to score 50 next week if your ass won't win. No matter what kind of weather you're playing in, you're going to have to score 50 regardless. Because you know what them boys do where you, or your next opponent who you got to play. And they can be down 24. They prove that. They do it all the time. And by the way, they 26-1 in the last 27 games. So,
Street,
good luck.
STG, did my granddaughter wear her Browns onesie for IECE?
Yeah.
What do you think about those Browns, man? They're great dominance on Pittsburgh Sunday night.
Yeah, man, it started out crazy. Let me tell y'all, it started out so crazy. And I was getting phone calls from people saying, is this real? And these are Cleveland people. They was asking me if it was real. I'm like, I don't know. I'm used to being in the playoffs. I don't know. I can't tell you if it's real or not, you know. But, yeah, man, your granddaughter, she ain't have on she didn't have on the jersey, but she had on a pink shirt. She had on a pink shirt with the Browns logo all over it, man. And so she still was repping. And man, I tell you, every time she wear it, the Browns get lucky and they win. But they played great. They played great, man. Up until the fourth quarter. The Cleveland Browns is playing lights out football up until the fourth quarter. They almost did what Cleveland do. They almost gave the game up. They got it. They pulled it out. Ice, unfortunately, man, y'all on the wrong side of the gate, man. Y'all just on the wrong side of the fence this year. Y'all on the same side as half of Billy, man. It's just unfortunate, man. That's for Saturday. That's for Saturday. I'm going to leave that for Saturday. I don't care what you say or what arguments they got on Saturday. I just want to let you know I'm starting this off right now, wilding out on Wild on Wednesday. I'm starting to beat right now. Half a bill. You ain't got nothing for that. You ain't got nothing for that. The way Cleveland let the bum wide receivers from the Pittsburgh Steelers do them in the end of the third into the fourth quarter and come back remarkably like that, even though they didn't have they corner Ward who will be back. But I don't care who they bring back. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, half a Billy, they will prevail. That's my take.
I'm gonna be very respectful. I'm gonna be very respectful of Faker Baker. Because the reason why I'm gonna say I'm gonna be respectful, because he had, you know what I mean, he did not get sacked. His QBR was 92.8. He had 263 yards, 3 touchdowns. But one thing he did not have, and what was great for his first playoff game, one thing he did not have, Ice, in his first playoff game, and what was that? It starts with a capital A, and that's adversity. And you can say the coach was out, the other guard. No, I'm not talking about play. Just from the jump, wow, I got a touchdown on the first play. You're already up 7-0. Come back out on the field. Boom, you get a turnover. You're on the 35-yard line. It worked out, which was great. I love it. We got a win.
No quarterback never worked out. It's a new era. Those days are gone. The curse is gone, baby.
Can you let me finish? Can you let me finish my take? You won't even let me finish my take, man. Can you let me finish, man? Give me 15 seconds, and we're going to get to the callers. Give me 15 seconds. Win or lose, I want to see how great Baker Mayfield is when it's time to really when he has to win the game. Because it's going to come a time where, yes, you're going to try to play your game and you're going to try to run the ball. Let's remember, guys, last year you had Mr. Henry, who you could ball control. But let's not take away from Flosion of Kansas City. So you just score. I don't want to hear, let's hold the ball. Play to win. Don't play not to lose. Don't do that. You better play to win. Do not play not to lose and just to compete. And like you said, I hope that's in the new Cleveland Browns era. So I respect it, but I'll see if he's – and I don't care about the victory. And you know how it go. Like we said about Josh Allen, it's how you lose. This is first playoff, third year, fifth coach, all that yada yada. I get it. But he's going to have – and listen to this. You said defense wins championships. The defense better be consistent on Saturday. I mean, excuse me, what they put on Sunday, because they're going to have to show their worth. So shout out to the Cleveland Browns defense, who we did not give any props to going into the game. But we did say you had to put some pressure on Big Ben.
Woo!
When we come back. It's hot. The bars are shaking. I see you, TS. I see you, Kev. I see you, D-Wig, P. I see you. We're going to get you all in there. Man, we got about 50 people in the queue, man. It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. I'm dedicating this song to Ice, and I want you to tell it to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of friends. On Sunday, it was murder.
I see a PMC bitch. So what the fuck is up? Putting powder on the street, cause I got big fucking nuts. Coming back from Louisiana in a Fleetwood land. I deserve them niggas some shit to put the peas on their back. Got the pounds on for broke, cause you know I just pay two. Nigga bought 30 from it, so I'm running 42. He gon' pop for 700 times 62. 24-8 is what I get, so nigga, fuck what you do. If I told you cocaine numbers, you would think I was lying. Young ass niggas 22 was talking about they was trying. In the game, ain't a thing coming forward with Ben. Rick at home, two apartments where I entertain friends. More bounce to the ounce, cause the boom the shit. I done got me 50 ounces out of burden this bitch. Tighten up, no snack, bitches checking my stock. Got some birds, I said a nigga, some I go rock for rock. Just got back from California, kicked it with B legit. Put me down with purple chronic in that hurricane shit. And the studio was home, man, I wish I could say. I got the hot ass masterpiece, cause we got money to make. It went players from the South Stack, jeez, man. Like ball, I got a stack, big cheese, man. Bitch, babe, on the show, you got 9 grand. I ain't rapping shit until my money in my hand. South Texas, motherfucker, that's where I stay. Getting money from your bitches every goddamn day. Big paper, I'm folding. Hoes is on my motherfucking dock for all the shit that I be holding. I hate clown me and show it. Especially them fools that take a silent and got my niggas don't know it. Kick it with the tree, a nigga, so you best not trip. If you keep on popping shit, my nigga, it be clear.
And I'm the king of moving chickens, not them finger licking. Sticking niggas that be tricking, you need a swift kicking. Your ass is right for the pickings, now as my pocket sticking. I'm be thinking nickel slicking, you sick when I be clicking. Now take a look at the bigger nigga, my liquor swigger. Play a hater, ditch digger, figure my hair trigger. Give a hop one in your liver, you shiver, shake and quiver. I'm frivolous if a nigga get wetter than a river. For what it's worth, it's the birth of some niggas doing dirt. Fuck a first engine off the skirt, make the pussy hurt. Mr. Master, hit the switcher fast.
master. Then you keep a blitz of bastards. Fuck your sister pastor. Get the elbow for sale. Yo, brother, bet I have my mail, ho. Before I catch a murder case and go to jail, ho. Hell no, time to bail, hit the trail, so we can sell more. Fucking yell, get the jail, no. Other bullet duckers get shoved aside of this game. They bear the buckets, cause the clunkers, they love us. Make them glass dick suckers. Shake they jelly like smokers. I hit like nunchuckers. Cause your Texas bring the records. This for my motherfuckers. Cooking cheese, some crooked cheese. Rocking up for the keys to get to hook with ease. Wanna bees, get on your knees. Feel a squeeze from them HK13s. From here to overseas, we do what we please. Don't trip as we flip. Light up a dip, I'm breaking them out from the hip to your lip. Go at that boy, tip that nigga butt rip. With one clip, soon as the gun slip. Now I done whipped out my red line. Do your belly,
belly, belly, belly,
belly,
belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly,
belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly,
belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly, belly. They can talk about any game they want to. You know what I mean? We, you know, you only got a little some time. So we're going to ask you, you know what I mean, what was, you know, you give us your take on your games. You know, what you thought of our takes. And street question of the day, what did you think about the blockbuster trade? Was it a good trade? Was it a worth giving up 4 first-round draft picks by the Nets for James Harden? Let us know. Streets, man, all-time caller, all-time listener, our first caller on Wild Out Wednesday, D-Wiggs, what the deal, baby? You in the building?
I'm in the building, baby. Y'all hear me?
Is that the nephew? What it do?
Y'all can hear me?
Oh, no question.
Y'all can hear me? Okay.
Yeah. What's your take, man? You got the one way.
My first take is my dad been looking at my cheat sheet. That's the only why he went 6-0. So I want to shout out to him for calling me before he before he do his take.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you.
No, I'm just playing, man. I'm proud of my dad going 6-0 on the football pick. But I just want to talk about the blockbuster track because I just. These athletes, man, they just so spoiled, man. Like, obviously the Nets won because it's not many, like, the picks don't really matter like that in NFL, you know? So, basketball, let's say the Nets good, you're going to get a terrible pick in the first place. So, I don't really care about all the picks and all that. That ain't really nothing to me. But I just don't like the fact that they did everything you asked, you know what I mean? And then the one time you pout, you're going to come in 4 months pregnant and not give it your all, you know what I mean, to DeMarcus Cousins and John Wall. Like they deserve better than that, man. I just don't like that about James Harden. But we obviously know the Nets definitely want to trade, you know what I mean. They bought the NBA back to the corny Big Three era when it was could just been – two great superstars and a lot of role players, you know what I mean? So I'm upset with the trade, but obviously the Nets won a trade, no question. You get a player like James Harden. We just got to see how you know, Steve Nash, you know, you wanted this role, you know, is the grass greener. You wanted this role, and I was about to see, you know what I mean? If you lose, I want you to get treated just like, you know, a Mark Jackson would get treated, you know what I mean? So – The NBA Finals is the peak, again, barring injury, because, you know, KD and Kyrie, we know they, like, you know, especially Kyrie's injury history. But barring injury, if you don't – Eastern Conference Finals – I mean, NBA Finals is the – if you don't get there, it's a failure of the year, period. I want you to get treated like everybody else. And I don't like that, man, James Harden, he pissed me off. He didn't give the new black coach, Silas, he didn't give him a chance, like – It's just, man, it really pisses me off for real how he went about that, about getting up out of there.
But D-Wig,
what's going D-Wig, on?
D-Wig, you got to understand that he had that personal relationship with the two people that Houston got rid of them. They should have, you know, D'Antoni and the boy Mountain, mm-hmm.
That was the reason why he stayed in Houston. And they got rid
that's
of
true.
Those two. And, you know, that's why he became 4 months pregnant, like you said.
But, man, you cutting a check, man. How many times you been at a job where, dang, they change your boss? You still got – you got to come in. You got to come in and do it. You got to be a professional. You know what I mean? I definitely understand what you're saying. You know what I mean? They definitely got rid of what's going on?
I feel like Houston won the trade. So they got all the things back that they gave up for Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook on top of having an all-star. So you
yeah, I do like Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, you replace the all-star shooting guard at the shooting guard position with another all-star. He's not as good, but
right. You
replace him with the all-star, and you get 4 first-round picks back that you gave up for all the pieces that he traded
yeah,
away.
Yeah, with Chris Paul.
You know what I mean? Like, this guy had a trade, you know, he's 46. We got them all back in all-star. So I think Houston came out on the positive side of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, they definitely – I do like Victor Oladipo, though.
The next moment, because of James Harden being out of shape and all of them together in their first year, I think they're going to have to give Steve Nash at least 2-3 years to see if he can win one, but he got a 3-year cap. You know what I mean? He got to do it in 3 years with that squad. They gave up a lot.
This is a win now. You don't got no 3 years. They won't give you 3 years.
but the
this
Miami
is win
the
now.
Miami, listen though, when you look at how all these teams do it, Boston and Heat, all of them, man, they don't win their first year, right? It's hard to do.
No, Boston won their first year.
Could be wrong, but I'm just saying it's hard for the winning side of it, the mathematics part of it. It's not on the positive side for them powerhouse squads coming together like that and winning like their first year. Like that just don't happen.
The only thing that I don't like about the trade is that you gave up so much, and these guys are 30 years old or over. So it's like you said, it's either now or nothing, and you're rebuild. You're back to how it was when you got Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce in the trade, and you gave Boston all your picks, and look what happened with that. I mean, you're just now getting back to relevancy. So it must happen now, and I hope that they're not finished willing and dealing for their future because you got 3 guys. But after that, you have really too much of nothing now. You got Joe Harris and other guys. But go ahead, D-Wiz. I'm sorry I interrupted your take. Go ahead.
I mean, they're older. They don't have no time to – don't get me wrong, KD. Like, it's different with Paul Pierce and KG. They was really old, but – like Kyrie is a little bit younger. James Harden was just first team NBA last year, all NBA last year, if not second team off the top of the head. And then KD, we know what he could do. So they have I feel bad for Nash on the future, but right now if you could win, you should be able to. I ain't gonna say you're gonna win right now because again I don't know DeAndre Jordan. Like after you take DeAndre Jordan out, who's your big guy? You know what I mean? So who's gonna protect the rim? So Somebody going to be lame and be like, you know what, I'll play for the league minimum to win a ring. Somebody going to do it. I don't know who it's going to be yet. But some center going to try to, you know, come out there and try to give you 15, 20 minutes, you know what I mean, to spear DeAndre Jordan. But that's how I feel about the blockbuster trade. I was definitely upset about my Ohio State Buckeyes. Just off the fact, Ryan Day, like, he you got to show me more. You see – the offensive coordinator for Bama getting in his—he was in his duffy bag over there, and you running.
Oh yeah.
You run power left. We not getting creative. We just doing. You know what I mean? You got to do some creativity, and they really have to get creative because we playing base defense, letting Smith just. When I saw Smith running past our middle linebacker, I'm like, what are we doing? We need to bracket this guy, and let everybody else beat like. Again, I don't understand what defense what was going on. I just know as soon as we kicked that field goal, when he missed Garrett Wilson in the back end zone after he gave Surtain that, that's supposed to be Tug. We supposed to be 21-21. But once we kicked the field goal, I knew it was over. I know we could be playing catch up because we couldn't stop a nosebleed. Besides the one play we got with the strip sack, but Sermon missing first after the first play was big, and I just man, I was sick the whole night. Like, dang. I was real sick about that. But I just wish Ryan Day, everybody trying to get him to go to the Eagles or whatever these rumors are talking about. You got to be able to put up more points than 24 against the Ole Miss. Put up more points than us. Florida put up more points than us. We got way better offensive. Chris Olave is going to be a great player in the NFL. And we, you know what I mean? We got tight ends catching the ball with one hand. Like, we supposed to put up way more than 24 points, man. And I just think Ryan Day got to get back. You know what I mean? I don't know how hurt Justin Fields was. You know what I mean? He missing crossing routes. I can't wait till he leaves. But we, again, I just don't know how hurt he was. And he doesn't want to run. They always want to show you a pocket player. So he disappointed me, though, man. It disappointed me a lot. I expected to be a lot closer. Even if we were to lose, I stayed at fourth quarter 0-0 to watch, you know, Najee Harris running over our safeties like they'd never been in the weight room. It was disappointing. Disappointing.
But y'all got him out the game at halftime. Too bad he had 215 yards.
but go ahead. I know you want to talk about your Cleveland Browns. Finish up before we let you go.
Man, I'm winning, City. What'd you say? Baby, here I come. Big bad Browns, baby. Them big bad Browns, baby.
We're going to talk more Saturday if I'm able to get in the queue on Saturday. I ain't going to talk about the Chiefs yet. I'm just happy that, you know what I mean? I just wish my dad would just call him Baker Mayfield. He has a first and last name. He has a playoff victory. It took Lamar Jackson 3 years. Three games. It took Baker once. You know, get a playoff win. I just would like the respect this one time. You know what I mean? But more game. I mean, hopefully he show you something against, you know, on Sunday. But I'm definitely happy about us getting our first dub, man, and getting Denzel Ward back. I know everybody thinks Tyreek Hill is going to kill him, but you got to look at what Denzel Ward's been doing in the league, man. He's thrown his way. He only giving up 30% of the passes. I'm just throwing that out there. You know what I mean? I think Travis Kelce is definitely going to give us problems. But, again, back to the Steelers game, I'm just happy that we won. It's time for Big Ben to go ahead and hang them. They should have put Mason in. Everybody, we didn't have Big Ben in. We didn't have Cameron Hayward. I don't want to hear it. You had who you had, and we beat you. Come on out here, Big. Hang them up. I don't want to see them crocodile tears. You know what I mean? You had a great career. Get up out of here. Throwing 60 times. Y'all thinking y'all going to win. You better fire that offensive coordinator. You know what? No, I'll keep him. So we can do it again. Keep him so we can do it again. Mm-hmm. Thinking y'all about to do something, man. Throwing it 60 times. This ain't college.
Man, that was a great take, son. Hey, he calling all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. We appreciate your call, son. And as always, hey, tell my grandbabies, you know what I mean? Pops, Papa Dop, say what the deal. But as always, son, you know what it is. Tell a friend.
Tell a
tell
friend.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Tell a whole tell a lot whole of girlfriends.
Street!
Stay on the line. I want you to hear the other callers and our big dummy of the day. So please stay on the line and listen to the other callers and the big dummy. We appreciate your call. Man, the queue is so hot, man. We got to get our mans in here. I call him T.S. Everybody call him T.S. I call him the walking double. Double. He owns the paint like he got a key to the lock down there. I want to give a shout-out to my man, and he's a Ravens fan. He's an all-time caller, all-time listener. Listen, world, he even works third shift and still listen to the show. So shout out to our mans in MTS. What the deal, baby?
Not much, brother.
Oh man,
you know, I gotta text
it's all
Browns first.
What's up, TS? It's all you. It's all you, TS. We ready. We ready. It's all you.
I'm ready, dog. Well, first I'm gonna talk about that trade. I don't know why Cleveland always be the one to get fleeced on the trade. We had no business giving a first round pickup to nobody. We didn't get better.
Three.
We got worse. what's going on, man. We give a first rounder and a second rounder, and then get really nothing back. Two goofy players.
Let me ask you this. I know you're a cat. I know you're a cat, but I'm gonna ask you this: will the Nets, in your opinion, did that put them a step further to competing and getting out of the East to play for a crown?
It makes them better, but my problem with the Nets is you got two guys that need the ball in their hand for sure. Really three, but you got two for sure need the ball in their hand. Kyrie didn't want that guy. So is they going to trade Kyrie? Because somebody going to be mad. James Harden got to play with the ball in his hand. Kyrie got to play with the ball for sure. So what's going to happen there?
No, no.
Then they lose their whole bench. So now it's just stars, period. You know what I'm saying?
Street.
I don't know. You got two dudes that play no defense. You know, Kyrie and James Harden. So do you get any better from that? I don't know. It might make you worse.
Because
you take your shots out of Kevin Durant's hand, you take your shots out of Kyrie's hand with this guy.
Right.
So that's a tough one, man. I don't really believe they're getting better. That's my take. I don't believe they're getting better.
Hey, CS, only thing I know is if all three of them hit 25, that's 75. And if all three of them hit 30, that's 90. Some of these teams don't even average that many points. So if your boys come out and do their thing, shit, you only need three players. Let's go.
How that's going to happen?
They got that boy down there.
who gonna throw the ball to court?
Yeah, you know, so KD just come down and pull. So you know
it's KD bring the ball to court. Now you got two dudes who need the ball in their hand. That's not gonna work.
Well, with Kyrie having personal issues, he's gonna be out for a minute. Mm-hmm. So you can ask James Harden to come and do his thing.
Let me ask you this, Pierre, because I know we want to get to it. What about the NFL playoffs? I know you want to talk about your Ravens, and I know you want to, you know what I'm saying, elaborate on the Cleveland Browns. So give it to us. I can't wait.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this. Cleveland getting blown out by 20 or 30. All the guys that think Cleveland got a chance, they don't have no chance in hell. Okay? Now, I'm rooting for y'all to win. I would like, after we beat Buffalo, I would like to beat the hell out of y'all. But y'all not winning that game. You got a quarterback got to go back and forth with a quarterback with all them weapons. You think Baker, Faker, Mayfield ain't going to throw 3-4 picks in that game? Y'all got to be crazy.
Oh,
hey,
the glass.
The Chiefs don't have no defense. The Chiefs got enough defense to stop them. When they putting up 7 after 7. Who gonna guard?
Yeah,
Kyrie?
Can I ask you something?
Kyrie,
hey, first
guy you gotta stop.
Yeah, can I ask you one question, man?
Here you go.
Bring it on.
What is Lamar Jackson gonna do when it snows out there? He never played in the cold. He already can't throw the ball. Okay, what is he going to do when it's snowing Buffalo? His first game ever in the snow, in the cold. He can't get the ball. He got to run. He's telling you he ain't played in 3 years.
I'm asking you a question. Is Baltimore cold?
He never played in snow. Okay? It's cold and snow. It's different.
I ask you a simple question. Is Baltimore cold?
Yes, it's cold.
It's cold, but it doesn't snow.
Last time I checked, when it snows, the throwing get messed up. The run don't get messed up. The run is for the snow. And
last time I checked,
Baltimore is the best running offense in football, right?
That's right.
Well,
he's gonna be running though. He's gonna run. We're gonna see can he run because it's gonna be cold and snowy out there.
So, can Buffalo quarterback throw? He can throw now.
He better throw than him too.
Well, he had better throw. He got a better receiver. That's what you're saying, right? Because he was the best thrower last year. He's more accurate than Lamar Jackson, man. That's all. He's more
accurate.
But is Lamar Jackson the best football player almost like I ever seen? Like, really? Like football player wise? Like, he's probably like one of the greatest football players you're ever going to see. You know, running and throwing.
This is what I'm trying to say to y'all. This is what I'm trying to say to y'all. I'm just saying,
you know, that's the Cleveland Browns. You know, the Baltimore is the Cleveland Browns, so. You know, so,
don't get blown crazy. I don't want you putting that in there. Because y'all going to get blown out. We don't need to be wrecked, y'all. Now, we don't go on Buffalo. We don't go on Buffalo or dominate Buffalo like we always do. Don't y'all worry about that. We go to Buffalo to dominate Buffalo. Okay? And last time, they got a running quarterback, too, over there.
Right.
Don't let the media tell you what to think. Let me tell you something about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson had no receiver right now. Buffalo wouldn't got a top receiver to their quarterback yet. It's a game. But guess what? He won't be open on Saturday. I guarantee you that. Now, when the Browns go to KC, it's going to be wild
I got something to say about that. That's a false statement. You say Lamar Jackson don't got no receivers. He got receivers. He got Hollywood Brown. He got Dez Brown. He got Andrews.
Look at this guy.
He got weapons, but he's just not throwing in the ball.
Let me tell you something about Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown had 4 drops that game. You understand that? Hollywood Brown, he don't catch the ball too often. But when he do catch the ball, LeBron put it on the numbers,
he's not expecting that ball to come to him.
Let me ask you this last question.
Okay.
So Baltimore going up to Buffalo, how many points would it be close, or will Baltimore dominate the game? They win by 10 or more.
I think we'd be about 7. I'm not gonna say 10 or more. We'd be about 7. If you look at it, Baltimore got the best defense left in the league right now. We got the best defense left. We got number 2 defense in the league.
I would say the Rams is might be the best up in there.
Well, I tell you what, the Browns averaged 45 against the Ravens and Pittsburgh the last 2 games. So that's the 2 best defenses. That's a fact, T.S.
You said what happened now?
I said the last 2 games, Jim Mayfield averaged 45 points against the Ravens and Steelers in the last – at the Ravens, 44 to 42, and then we put a 48 debacle this last game. So he averaged about 45 against y'all two the last 2 games. He ain't seen y'all. Okay.
That's a fact. That's a fact right there.
He ain't scored 45 against y'all.
Can I say one fact, though? And you keep it real?
Yes, y'all keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
We had y'all down 28-14. My quarterback went out. Y'all came back. My quarterback was out for a quarter and a half and came back and beat y'all. Do y'all understand that y'all wouldn't even move the ball right there because my defense was on 3 and out. Y'all understand how y'all came back? Is that a fact?
Did he play defense?
Oh, hold on. I'm going to hear facts. Is that a fact?
That's a fact, but the fact is
Lamar
Jackson.
Hey, man, we up against the TS. You got to call in Saturday, man, or next Wednesday. After everybody's played, you better be calling back Wednesday on Wild Out Wednesday to give it to us once again, man. We appreciate it.
Back, man.
No doubt. And don't forget, stay on the
line.
Tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends, man. Hey, and shout out to my man T.S., man. He had a great picture on Facebook, man, with him and his daughter and everything, man. Good father out there, man. Our dude, man. But, hey, our last caller, man, I say the best for last. He a Ward 7 legend. When I say Ward 7 legend in Cleveland, Ohio, I'm talking about
the positiveness, and it was BLM before BLM with my man Kev Bell. He ringing the bell tonight, man. Kev, you in the building, baby?
You know I am. What's up?
Hey, yeah.
My man's in there. Hey, man, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. We appreciate you calling the show, man. First time caller, first time listener, but always supporting L Boogie, man. I appreciate it, Kev. What's your take, man? You waited all this time to get on, man. I got to hear it, Kev.
Okay, first I want to talk about the blockbuster trade, which I really don't care about, but I don't think it's going to work. Because I told my son and all his fellas, Stank and all of them, that Harden and Westbrook wasn't going to work in Houston. I was right. I don't see how KD, Kyrie, and Harden going to work in Brooklyn. It ain't going to work. Kyrie don't want to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on away from that to Ohio State, Alabama. I love my Buckeyes. I'm disappointed in them. Ryan Day, stay where you at. Get y'all some defensive backs in there and continue doing what y'all doing. Somebody said Ohio State paid their way into it. No, they earned theirs. They stomped Clemson. I don't care about Trevor Lawrence. Justin Fields is a beast. He was hurt.
You only played 5 games.
It don't matter. They earned theirs.
You changed the rules.
It don't matter. They earned theirs. They earned it. They beat Trevor Lawrence. Hello?
I mean, yeah. They had the best record in the Big Ten without changing the rules.
They didn't change the rules. The Big Ten did that. Ohio State didn't do it.
That's fact. He's a University of Texas fan, man. He's from the Dallas,
oh,
Texas.
That's
so
that's what the horns are for. We hook, motherfucker.
Move it right along to my Cleveland Browns. To the brother that just got off about them Ravens, I'm going to say this. Lamar Jackson wasn't gone for a quarter and a half. He went and took a shit. Trey Sully wasn't going to convert that third down. And Rand told him, boy, you got to come out the bathroom and get back out there. Yeah, they beat us. But I'm telling you right now, L, my prediction, Cleveland Browns will beat the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday. I don't know the score, but they're going to beat them. Everybody been putting us down all year. They've been talking about Baker Mayfield. Baker is a beast, whether you like him or not. Some of us brothers need to come up off of that. Baker Mayfield a show and fool. They said he can't win the big games. I think Sunday was a big game. Last time I checked, we beat the AFC North champs, kicked them out of the playoffs, made Big Ben cry, made Mike Tomlin stop looking like an idiot over there with them faces he making. Juju Smith-Schuster, shut up. They had all they got. All I heard from Pittsburgh fans was, we let y'all in the play. Y'all didn't let us in nothing. We earned ours. We took it. And we're going to take Kansas City out. Kansas City got the worst rushing defense in the league. How you going to stop Chubb and Hunt? Hunt's going to show out because he's going back to Kansas City. He's going to show out. And Baker going to show that he is. He's a stud.
I hope y'all can stop Tyreek Hill.
We ain't worried about Tyreek Hill or Kelsey. They better be worried about Austin Hooper and our receivers. How about that?
And I love it. Every game ain't going to start off like that.
What? Start off like what?
A fumble. That was Pittsburgh. The first 6 seconds of the game.
Brother, that game is over. We're living in the present.
Thank God
we're in 2020. Hey, Kev, I got a question for you. I just because one of our hosts, man, ironically, his car is, you know what I'm saying, he couldn't get in the Uber today, man, and get to the streets, man. But I know you were around some Pittsburgh fans. I just want to ask you, what was the look on their faces when that game was going on, man? Just tell it, because I needed OG the Buck to tell me, but I know you were around, son. Before we let you go, what was the how was the atmosphere with those Pittsburgh fans? Talk to me, Kev.
They were shocked. All I heard was excuses. If was a fifth, we'd all been drunk.
Right.
You know, we didn't have our offensive line coach, our head coach, our star cornerback. We had an offensive tackle that Baker, man, in the locker room. Talk about
signing
adversity
off the street.
And we overcame it. That's what you call,
man, I love
Cleveland Browns football. We back, brother.
Ooh wee. Man, KB
man,
got the mic on that.
Going nowhere.
I appreciate
you.
I love you. Tell that brother in the background, Tuesday and Sunday, 3:30.
Listen, Kev, you got to call back Saturday, man. I'm going to keep posting. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole
tell
lot of girlfriends.
I am.
No doubt. Stay on the line, Kev. We got the big dummy of the day coming up. I think you're going to like it. It's the streets. Hey, man, we appreciate all the callers, everybody. AP, I see you down there in Florida. Dave Easy, I see you. Hey, this is for the guys, for the Steelers fans too, man. Because after that game, you didn't have a good time.
I get high as a kite. I'm in the zone all alone, motherfucker. Case I'm dying at night. So I roll them up, back to back, fat as I could. You got beef with Styles P, I come to splatter the hood. Every day, every night, all the time. Every day, every night, all the time. Hey yo, I smoke like a chimney. Matter of fact, I smoke like a gun. When a killer see his enemy, I smoke like Bob Marley did. Add to that, smoke like the hippies did back in the 70s. Spit with the finishing touch. Get this, that. I'ma finish you before I finish the Dutch. I get high like the birds in the plains. I get high when bullets hit faces after words exchange. I get a rush off the blood on the walls. You understand, like the M5 pedal when it's touching the floor. I get high cause fuck it, what's better to do? And I'ma never give a fuck.
It's the Streets of Talk, a sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. I'm your host, L Boogie.
Every
I got
night.
My dream team with me. Styles of God, T-Roll, ICE, and an engineer who usually bring in the funk, man. But he real far away from the board, man. You know what I mean? He's still recovering from Sunday, that Steelers fan, OG the Buck. Hey, we come to you every Wednesday, 7 p.m., Saturdays, 10 a.m. Make sure you tune in. Man, we've been hollering about that college football playoff, the reactions, and people disappointed, and you know what I mean, what's going on. We talked about the blockbuster trade with James Harden, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Indiana Pacers. Yes, say the Cavs always get the bad piece of the trade. Man, sounds familiar. We've been talking about the pick sixes. Once again, I got a two-ball horn. My son ain't even calling me. He a betting man, man. He's betting on these games. And I'm disappointed he didn't call me. Because he would have been a rich man this weekend. But it gets tougher. I'll see if I'm really good. Because there's some good games coming up this weekend. Make sure you give us a call on Saturday live. 515-605-9370. If you want to go back and listen to yourself, callers, get on blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, The Streets is Talking. And that's DA. Well, it's that time of the show, world. Hey, it's the big dummy of the day, and our dream team member, STZ, Styles of God. What you got for us, man? Who's the big dummy of the day?
Man, this dude says the earth is flat.
You know, he don't gotta listen to his folks. The folks gotta more or less listen to them, and he just doing all type of crazy stuff. So this guy say he needs personal time to take off making $35 million. Well, $35 million for 1 year. 1 year. Not two, three, no, one. He's making 35 a year. So this guy says he takes some personal time, and normally personal time is family member is sick, death in the family, tragedy, some real stuff. You know what I'm saying? When you're making $35 million a year and you're professional. Well, videos surface of Kyrie Irving wearing no mask, COVID right now, and people I know is severely affected by it, severely. But he's at this birthday party of a family member, a cousin, with no mask on. So that's his personal time. He needs some personal time to go to a birthday party after he ain't played since February 19th. Well, he ain't played basketball since February 19th of 2020. And he comes back and says he needs personal time after this guy is constantly injured. Every team he's on, Cleveland Cavaliers before LeBron James got there, garbage. Boston Celtics, when he went there, wasn't playing good. Nobody liked him, garbage. Got traded to the Nets, went there, made the playoffs without him. When he was playing with the team, nobody liked him, garbage. This guy, Kyrie Irving, personal time, at a party, no mask, turning up, drinking liquor, is the dummy of the day. Kyrie Irving, you are the dummy of the day.
You big dummy. See what you did? Oh no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah, you dummy. Man, you dummy.
Birthday party.
Man.
Birthday party.
Cousin birthday party. He's supposed to be playing. He's supposed to be
wow.
He got two back-to-back lined up, and he had a birthday party.
Man. Now
they got a mask on him. Now they got no mask on him. Now they got to go through the whole COVID protocol. He got to pass six COVID tests before he can get back in and play. That's just 15 games. Now you got to be time for COVID. Just terrible basketball team.
It's that
yeah,
time with the show, man. They done came with the oh man, it's time they done took our parking pass. We gotta get in the Cadillac, we gotta get out of here. T Riz, you got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Oh, you know I do, man. Shout out to the Dream Team, to the street, to them boys out there, to my boy ICE, in case of emergency, man. You know he always coming through. I know them Browns hot. I feel you. Oh, STG, the young one, always coming with it, boy. Man, look at here, man. Hey, we going to be back, man. Don't worry about what we had in the NFL. We coming back. You know what it is. OG the Buck, I told you to put the grill out, man. We need a lighter fluid on the fire pit, man. I couldn't understand what was going on. But, you know, I got love for you, baby. You know what it is. To that boy, Boo Me, you know how we ride, baby. It's always love. Me and my old papa sitting in the old garage. Y'all know what's going on, man. So shout out to everybody out there, man. Happy New Year to everybody. I haven't had an opportunity to say Happy New Year to you. But you know how it is, man. Let's rock. Y'all know how it goes. Congratulations, Brooklyn. Y'all got a whole lot of money over there, boy.
STG, you got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. I want to shout out Jared Goff and for being the most expensive, highest paid $100 million backup quarterback there is in the NFL, man. And shout out to Jared Goff for getting that bag, being a backup, man. You know what I mean? Shout out, man. I'm all for the bag, man. Shout out to Jared Goff. Shout out to the Dream Team. Everybody that's on. Shout out to all the callers that called in today.
Yeah! ICE. Any shout outs on this Wild Out Wednesday?
Oh, man. Hey, man.
Thanks for all the listeners. Thanks for calling Big TS, baby. You gonna call just like L. Mix. You're gonna call him Baker sooner or later, man. But yeah, man. Hey, again, man. Always, man. Styles of God, man. Keeping it 100. Keep it always to the point. And as always, the engineer that keep the phone going. Buck, who wasn't here today, but he was in spirit, baby. I thought about you all the time, man. I forgot I was crying. I don't know, man. But, you know, hey, man, you like old people love soft shoes, man. But, hey, man, I cried like you cried again. We both cried, so it was all good, man. Yeah. But, hey, my MC, you keep it hot on the mic. Oh, man. Hell, Buggy, baby. Again, call him by his name. His name is Baker. Hell, name is Baker.
I love it. Stop it. <It's laughs> Man, I want to give a shout out, man, to all the callers that called in. Man, my sons, man. All my sons, man. You know what I mean? STG. D Wiz who called in, Dave V to be calling in, man. My son said, I just want to appreciate them guys supporting their pops, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to my daughter. You know what I mean? She listens too. And she was a caller before. So shout out to my baby girl, Pretty Face, man. I want to give a shout out to all the essential workers. I want to give a shout out, once again, they listening too. My Lady Tigers, they listen to the show. Shout out to my students. You know you get extra credit. Write a little paragraph about this show, and you know that's what we do. Streets. I want to give a shout out to all my guys, man, who be listening, all my girls who be listening, man. As always, get on blogtalkradio.com. TS, I really want to see what Action Jackson do, you know what I mean, against Buffalo. It's going to be great, man. Shout out to P. We get you on Saturday, P. It was just so hot, man. It was so hot. We appreciate you as always, man. As always. And as always, world, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Oh, yeah. OG the Buck. This for you, baby. Picture me rolling. Street.
Can the hoes see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rubbing. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, what's up? Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all want to see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes. And picture me rolling.
Street!
That's that boy right there. We'll holla at you Saturday.